you're conflating a democratic process with what we have going on here with death threats from the Sri Lankan government. We did not threaten you. We did not give them any sources or any statements or anything like that. We did not make these false allegations that are in that article.
And what's your response to it? And what's your response to it?
It's right here.
Just keep on going? I think it's bogus. I think it's that. It's.
I'm deeply offended that you're conflating UNCA with
I'm saying this it's absurd. A journalistic organization that's supposed to protect journalists continues down a kangaroo court process that's going to make it look bad too. I don't like it, but you're not going to like it either. And it's a shame. I'm not unreasonable. I'm telling you. You may think that I am. I'm not. Anytime somebody has called me and said this story has caused me trouble, even if I didn't make a mistake, I've changed it because I don't want trouble. But there's some people that just want to abuse their power and go beyond even getting a change to try to accommodate them. And this is not true of diplomats. It's not even true of UN officials. Ironically to me, it's the journalists here that are so thin-skinned that they can't handle any kind of coverage. Like, this happens to me all the time. I went to an open meeting of the NGO committee. Somebody spoke. Afterwards, he didn't realize